people in Torah is good, even if you don't know if you're going to say the truth. Who knows? Nobody ever knows if they're going to say an emes or pshat, right? But nonetheless, it's good to say pilpul in Torah, despite the pilpul, you know, is a shir, which you say a chiddush, a novel idea, so it might not come out to be emes. Nonetheless, it's good to say, maybe it'll be right, and if it's not right, even if it's a havamina, even if it's disproven, but it's also words of Torah. So it wasn't 100% true, but it's good because the Torah process requires one to go through a lot of dross until one gets the actual gold behind that. Okay? Says more very famous vort, Arishim et Lakish, Bimgilas Chasidim Otsukor Ksiv, they found in a scroll of the righteous, Yom Tazven Yomayim Azvek, if you leave me for one day, I'll leave you for 2 days.
Okay.
Lishnaim, this is like two people, Shiotsu Echmi Tveri Vechmi Tzipori, who came from Tveri and Tzipori. One came for Tveri and one came for Tzipori. Upogos Ebizan, they met each other in the middle in an inn. V'chadam Ashkenor, one inn. V'loi Spiku Lifrosh Zemizeh. They just started separating from each other to go back to respective places. Acholach Zemil, this one went the meal in his direction towards Tveria. Vizemil, this one went the meal in his direction towards Tzipori. So now they're 2 meal distant from each other. So too, it's not that the Torah stays here and you can come to and back and to and from the Torah. No, if you leave the Torah goes away from you as well. It's a mystical thing. The Torah has to be approached all the time. So Beisha is like a woman also. Torah is like a woman. Shoyser Shemes Mantazish was sitting and waiting for her husband. Kozman Shoyser Bedaito Li Nose Law. As long as he had a mind to get remarried to her, Shoyser Shemes Mantazish, though she was sitting and waiting for him. Came chiefly Daito Mimena. Once he gave up on marrying her, also she. He also left Svenitsa Slacha. She goes and she married somebody else. Okay? Tani b'shem Rabbi Meir, we'll lift name Rabbi Meir. Ein l'cho echon b'Yisrael, you have no person in the Jewish people. Shein osem meir mitzvah chayom, but doesn't do 100 mitzvahs every day. How so? Koreh Shema. He reads Shema, mevarech v'nevah chayim, makes brachah before and after. V'ochas pito, and he may eats his bread. U'mevarech v'nevah lachra, and he makes a brachah before and after it. U'mispal shlosh, upon mishol shmonesrei, davin 3 times, eight shmonesrei. V'chozav osa shara mitzvahs, mevarech lev. He does all the mitzvahs, makes a brachah in them as well. The Chener and Meir Omer and Sotar and Meir said, "Ein l'chodem Yisrael she'en ha-mitzvahs makifas osa." There's no person among the Jews who mitzvahs do not surround. Tefillin Barosha is filling his head, and tefillin Bezroin filling in his arm. Umezuzah Bepischo, and he has a mezuzah on his door. Mila Besori has a bris mila on his flesh. Arba tzitzios betalisa makifas osa. There's 4 tzitzis among his towels which surround him. 7 times a day I thanked you on your righteous judgments, your righteous halachos. So 7 days to thank God for surrounding us in mitzvahs. And so too it says, the angel of God, which are the mitzvahs, which a person does, camp around him, vaychalts him, and they save him from any bad things. Nichnas, when a person goes into the merchatz to a bathhouse, ruas atzmo room and sees himself naked. Omar, a person says, and this in the Bavli says about David HaMelech, the David HaMelech said this, oily. Woe to me, shani orimina mitzvahs. Well, that I'm naked of mitzvahs. Came and she beat me mila shalom. It sounds like here it's also going on David. Once he looked at his mila, his little kaisa kodesh baruch hu, he's David started praising God. As it says, lamnat seach al shminis misma with David, a praise on the 8th. The 8th meaning the milchus get done on the 8th day, a mizmor le David. Okay, we'll leave the last line for the CM of Yitzhak Sherman, 9 o'clock. Let's start Masech the Peah. Now, here I have a few extra Peahs for those who don't have Gemara, so I think I have enough. Four. That's it? Okay. Masech the Peah is the first Masech in Yerushalmi, which has no... Bavli on it. For the rest of Zroim, as a matter of fact, there is no Bavli. The the Baal Yehuda goes straight from brachas to Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi, whoever has Peah and Demai and Kilayim and Shvius, and then it's going to have Trumas, Maisas, and Shvius, right? All the Mishnahs and Seder Zoraim have Yerushalmi on them. Now, the Peah is a relatively simple Masechta. Relatively, I say. No Masechta is simple. Even the ones which they say are simple turn out to be hard. But the thing is that perhaps we're not familiar with the mitzvah of Peah because we don't study Bavli on it. Peah is a mitzvah to leave the corner of your field to poor people. Okay? And the question is how much you have to leave, and the question is what other matnos anim, there are gifts to poor people from the field. All these things we'll see in Masechta Peah. But in the meantime, the Masechta starts out with a very famous Mishnah. You're all familiar with this Mishnah. If you aren't, you're in deep trouble. I don't know if you're Orthodox Jews. Eilu dvarim shein lehem shir. These are the things which have no limits. Right. Very good. Ha-peah. Peah. There's no limit. You give as much as you want. The question is whether you can give as little as you want, but you give as much as you want. Ha-bikurim. First fruits. Ve-reyon. The amount of times you come to see God in the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemilas Chasorim, favors, kindness unto others. The time, not Tzedakah. Tzedakah does have limits. You can't give all your money to Tzedakah, but you can do as much chesed as you want. The Talmud Torah and learning Torah. These are ones which have no limit. There are other ones which have no limit, which also, now you have no limit, but if you do them, you get reward not just in the world to come, but you even get fringe benefits in this world. These are things which a person gets the fringe benefits, literally the fruit, in this world. But the principle, the main reward comes, kayamis, is excellent lolam haba. What are they? Kibud avayim, honoring one's father and mother, kibilus chasadim, loving kindness. Bringing peace between one and one's fellow man. The Talmud Torah Kinei Kulam. What is the best mitzvah of all? The mitzvah which is in balance, which balances out all the others because it's so significant. Study of Torah.
Why isn't Shiluach HaKen mentioned here together with Kibud Avayim?
I'm not sure if that's true. Doesn't Gemara say that the case in the end of Chulin is the guy went up to the roof and dropped dead immediately after having done Shiluach HaKen? So I don't know if you get rewarded in this world for Shiluach HaKen at all. I don't know. Yeah, but that's Olam Haba. I don't know if that's true. Maybe the Gemara will deal with it. I don't know. I've never learned Pei Yerushalmi before. So I can't tell you, but maybe the Gemara will deal with it. Okay? The Bavli doesn't deal with the question you ask. Mm-hmm. Yes?
The inline shear of the Rayon.
Yeah.
The way you explained it was you can go other times.
Anytime you want.
Or could it be that while you're going during Shalosh Regalim, you can bring endless number of Karbanim?
That's correct. That's the second Shalom B'nai Moshe. He says both Pshatim. My pshat is the first one he says, your pshat is the second one he says. So you're in good shape.
I also say, this says something missing before, like at the end of the Leilu
Dever,
isn't there something at the end that's like
Ishto
or something?
Is that Ishto in the Tfiyah Siddur? I don't know. I thought it says Beram Chaver in the Siddur too. There's Siddurim outside. I don't see any in here. But I think it says Ishto, Beram Chaver also in the Siddur. Could be in different Sidurim, the different Nuschos. In any event, says Gemara, Rabbi Yomi Balevi said, Omar, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Ami, Havi Yasur, Yitzhak, Rabbi Ami was sitting, Makshi, and they asked, Loma Lotinina Truma Imoy, why don't we mention Truma? Truma has no shear. Why is not mentioned one of the things that has no shear? I mean, the rice has no shear for Truma, there's no specific measurement for it. So the two people sitting were Yitzhak Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami gave the answer first. He gave the first answer, I should say. Amar Rabbi Ami Mipnei. By the way, there's this annoying little yuds in the middle of lines here. These yuds go to the Gilyan Hashas. It's quite annoying. I don't know why they picked that letter to symbolize it. But every large yud like that goes to Gilyan Hashas. Amar Rabbi Ami Mipnei Machlokas. Why didn't they mention? Why did they not mention Truma? Because in fact, it's going to be a machlokas. It's going to be later on in Zroim. I'm not sure we call exactly where it says somewhere here. They're going to see a machlokas. Maybe there is indeed a shear by Truma. So that's that. That's his interpretation. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Now the Mashbiah points out clearly a typo because the other party who was in this conversation was not Rabbi Yossi. It was Rabbi Yitzchak. So originally it said in Yerushalmi Reish Yud. And some chachem made Rabbi Yossi, but it's really Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, Adam osa kosa de bikurim. The answer is that a person can make his entire field into bikurim, but a person cannot bein adam osa kosa de to truma. A person may not make his entire field into truma. Everybody agrees that you may not make your whole field truma. There has to be something left over because the very nature of truma. Truma, by definition, is a tithe. You can't have a tithe which includes the entire field. It's not possible. So therefore, Truma has a shear, Peah does not. That's why Truma is not mentioned in our Mishnah over here. Says Mari Sivan, they asked the Kasha, Hareu Mer Peah. Wait a second, is that true? Well, what about Peah? You mentioned Peah, Vare Enodamos, Kosode, Peah. Person doesn't make, cannot make his entire field into Peah. So we're going to see if that's in fact the case. Says the year of Shemitah, it's not yours to make Peah. Shemitah, your field is Hefker. It doesn't belong to you. Yeah, not relevant because it's Hefker. You're not making Peah. Again, Vare Enodam Osa Kosaleu Peah, Vitanisan, it's mentioned here. Rabbi Yosef says, so really, Sham here gets really lumpish. It's amazing love. It's like Achron Yusham. It's like Reb Chaim. But let me tell you what, before we see it inside, what Yusham is about to say. Something which, again, I didn't know before today. Brachas, you know, most of the concepts we had in Brachas are familiar to us because we learned Bavli, or, you know, we know more or less about Brachas. But this is stuff which is virgin ground. So here, it says here, Peah, you can't give the first stalk in your field is Peah. Because the halacha is, think of this lomdishly, the halacha is, you can only give Peah on a harvest. Oh, what constitutes a harvest? The cutting of one a stalk. So you must cut one stalk before you become chayev in Peah. So therefore you can make your entire field Peah except for the first stalk. Okay? You got that? Now, it says the Gemara's Kasha was, your Gemara's Kasha is going to be, you can't make your whole field Peah. You got to leave at least one stalk. The first stalk. So it's just like Truma. Truma, you can't give your entire field as Truma. Here too, also you can't give your entire field as Peah because you have to leave one stalk. So the Ushami is going to give a amazing love to Shans. Whereas, listen to this Ushami. I'll say that outside, they don't flow inside very quickly. It says, by Peah, when is the Shas Chiyuv? When do you become Chayiv to give Peah? Only after you harvested the first stalk, which is not Peah. Then when you become Chayiv, you can give everything left to Peah. So Taka, there's no shear by Peah, because then after you became Chayiv, which is called Shasmi Ruach, the time literally when it's smoothed out, that's a Truma term, but we borrow it for Peah as well. Once you become Chayiv, you can give everything. By Truma, you become Chayiv from Shasmi Ruach, literally from the time you smooth out the pile of the grain in your silo, at that point, you cannot give all of your field, all of your grain for Truma. You must leave something at the end. So by Peah, that which you have to leave, you leave before the Shas Chiyuv. Once you become Chayiv, you can give everything else to Peah. By Truma, no. After you become Chayiv, you still must leave over. You're not allowed to give after you become Chayiv your entire field to Truma. It's a very lumda shechilat, very, very, very abstract.
In other words,
no. If you give it all to pay, you don't have to give any Truma Meiser or anything. That's it. Payam absolves from Truma Meisers. Once the poor people get it, it's absolved from Truma Meisers. Okay, so says the Gemara, let's see that. But again, the Gemara asks, Arein, Adamo said, Kosei they pay. Once again, not allowed to make your whole field pay either. Says the Gemara, Tanisa, and it's mentioned in our Mishnah. I'm ready to say, no. Harvesting the first stalk. This is like the smoothing of the pile by Truma. Before you cut the first stalk, your field is not chayv and payer yet. Only once you cut the first stalk, then it's chayv asadehu b'payah. Therefore, once you cut the first stalk and it became chayv, you want to make all your field payer from now on? Kizunta hate. Also, you're allowed to do so. But by Truma, before the smile, the pile is smoothed over in the silo, Lonis Chayev Keru Truma. You're not Chayev and Truma. Nisma Reach, once it becomes smoothed over, then it becomes Chayev and Truma. Now, Bikesh Lassus Kokerio Truma. If you want to make your entire silo into Truma, Eino Osei, you're not allowed to do so. So Truma has a shear once it becomes Chayev. It's a tithe. You have to leave some remnant over at the end. Peah, once you became Chayev, once that first stalk is harvested, you can give all the rest of your field to Peah. Okay? It's a great, great shot. Doesn't sound like an Achron? What? The first one you cut. The first one you harvest. The cut's here. No, it's not a designated stalk. Right? Anyone you designate. Okay? Says where it's Hamono Mare. You can leave just a bare minimum. But you must leave something. You can't give everything to Truma. Okay? Because then it wouldn't be a tithe. The Tinina Tamon, because as we learned over there, Omer called Gorni Truma. Somebody says, I want to give all my silos Truma. So the person said, I want to give all my dough is Chala. Lo Mar Klumachi, Shai Mikzas, it's meaningless unless you leave something over. Now, once you talk about the first talk, let's talk about a little bit more. Shibos are shown in the first talk. Mau. Yeah. Tough. T-O-U-G-H. I spell that right? Tough. We'd rather give it to poor people. Don't worry. Not everybody's going to give all their field as payoff. Don't worry about the Kohanim and Levim. They'll do okay. The Bikurim, no. That's different. Okay. Says more. Shibos are short of Mao Shatechayavis Mepeah. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, can the first stalk, the first harvested stalk, can that be chayv and payah? So the Gemara immediately says, well, what? What are you talking about? You just got through telling us that the first stalk cannot be chayv and payah. You have to cut the first stalk to be chayv and payah. Says the Gemara, Efshar Lomar Kain. Can you possibly say that? He chayeves. If that's chayav, kosa deu payah. If the first dog is chayav, close to their payah, wait a minute, I forgot how to read this. Just a second. Oh, okay. Shalom Kane, he chayves. It should be, I forgot. It should be, he mechayves kosadei b'peyo. The first stalk is the one which generates, which causes the rest of the field to be chayv and peyo. For he chayves to peyo, you want it to be chayv and peyo? even though you see the word chayevis twice here, the person is really mechayevis. It's the one which generates the chiv on the rest of the field. You want it to be chayev, even Rabbi Noble. Here for Peah? So, we just started Peah. So on the, we learned before you came in that the first stalk in a field has to be harvested before you get the chiyuv to give peah. Because first you have to start a katsir before you can give peah on the katsir. So therefore the Yerushalmi says that the first stalk can never be chayiv and peah. It in and of itself is what generates the chiyuv. It can't be chayiv. Okay, that's what we just learned. Now up to the first wide line. So now the Yerushalmi asks, okay, fine, if that's the case. Katsa shibolos harishayna. You've harvested the first stalk. V'nisrfa. Now the first stalk got burnt up. Mao shietzorach likso pavshi. You have to harvest another stalk before you become chayiv and peah. Right? You harvested one, but now it's gone. You don't like the Avamina, right? Neither is Yerushalmi, don't worry. Nishmina minado. Let's learn it from this case. Katzar chetzio mochar. You harvested half a stalk, and he sold that half. Mashakotzar kotzar. That which you harvested is a harvest, and therefore you don't have to harvest another one. That array generated the chiyuv. Well, that's basically what Yerushalmi is saying, even though you're right, I would have said it much more directly. But Yerushalmi is saying, just like you can sell the half a stalk and it's still considered to be harvested, so too, even against burnt, it's considered to be harvested as well. So to cut our chetzio v'hikdish, so too, if you cut off the half, you harvested half a stalk and you were marked the shit, mashakotzar. That which you were kotzer is considered viktish mash kotzer. You consecrate that which you kotzer. Noisim mina meshuir ala kol. You could still give for that which is left over on the entire field. Now, meaning that you can now give pay on the rest of it. Vehekdesh lavka sarufu is in hekdesh considered to be like burnt. In other words, it's removed from the entire cheshbon. So nonetheless, you can still get pay afterwards. That teaches us Hadar Mara. This infers to us that cuts are shibos rishonim and nisrap. If you cut the first stalk and then it got burnt up, ain't tzorich likser pam shniya. You don't have to harvest the second time. Now, says the Gemara. So that we paskin. You paskin that once you harvested the first stalk, whether it's extant or not extant, from there on in you can give pay for the rest of you. The chiv has been generated, right? Kilo esadeu. Now kilo esadeu. Now this is an interesting thing. We know this is a halacha which we'll see later in the Masechta. Let's say you were evil, or yeah, not evil is a bad, perhaps strong term. You didn't know that halacha. You're over, right? You didn't give payah. You didn't give payah. You harvested the whole field. So the halacha is now you have to give payah from your sheaves. You have to leave a certain amount of sheaves out in the field for the poor people. Okay? So the halacha is kila sadeu, you finished harvesting your field, at omar chozer pela omori. We know that the halacha is you have said, it's been stated elsewhere, that now you have to give payah from the sheaves. Now, but the sheaves, you know which is what in one of the sheaves? You know what's in one of the sheaves now? The first stalk. The first stalk is potter from payah. Because that was the one which generated the chiyuv. Can he give payah from the sheev which holds that first stalk? But you have to know where that first stalk is and not give payah from that sheev because that first one is potter.
Yeah, the question is, was that only a trigger?
Yes.
That created a chiyuv, or is there an issue?
Is it exempt altogether now? It's an issue to give that now as payah. That's right. Theoretically, you could say batabro, but the shah is, let's even know which one it is, right? And we could take it out. Do we have to take it out? Or do we have to say batabro? Okay? So says the Gemara, Baal Shetach Zer Pele Ktir Shibos Yishara. On Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi says, Nelev Peah Samarim, let's learn the Peah given from the sheaves. May Peah's Koma from the Peah when it's still standing. Ma Peah's Koma Lo Choza Peah Liksir Shibos Yishara. Just like when you get Peah on the standing grain. You can't get Peah from the first stalk of Peah's Omarim. Yankov. A pair samori, so to the payah from the sheaves, lotach or payah liktir ashibolas rishoina. You can't give payah from the first stalk. That's it. It's exempt. It's exempt forever. Period. Ha payah yesh l'shir milamata vein l'shir milamalu. Now, payah, we said it was one of the things ain't lev shir. It has, it says the first opinion in the Shalmi is that it has a minimum shir. It doesn't have a maximum shir. It has shir milamata and it has a minimum, literally down below. And the shir milamata has no shir on high, has no maximum. Ha bikurim v'arayon, first fruits and coming to the Beis Hamikdash or the korbanos you bring to the Beis Hamikdash ain't shir lolamal v'lolamata. They have no shir, neither minimum nor maximum. That's one of per opinion. Istanatani, however, there's another price which holds ha peah v'abikurim v'arayon, even peah ain't lo shir, has no set amount. Lolamalom v'lolamata, not maximum nor minimum. Manafik mi ben neon. What is the difference between the two opinions, whether pay has the minimum shear or not? Vehain, the following case. Now, before I go on,
obviously it is. It's obvious. I mean, but would it be the difference?
Well, it is. You're right. It is obvious. But the problem is that the Kirsi Yisham is messed up. So before I go, let me give you the Mashbiach. For those of you who I haven't told this before, this is Rabbi Sivitz from Pittsburgh, the best sefer I have found on the Yerushalmi. Oh, what do I know yet? But this is a good sefer, and I photocopied all of his pages on Peah. And you can take it home with you or leave it here as the case moves you. I have one here in my briefcase. So Rabbi Sivitz says that he'll give us the gears of the Gra here. But in the meantime, let me tell you, the shear, if it would be a shear d'oraisa, is 1/60th of your field. You would not, the minimum shear would be 1/60th, which we know, according to a payah, right, which we know would be the shear d'rabbanon, even if there is no shear d'oraisa. Now, the thing is like this, that which you give as payah is exempt from trumas and maestros. You asked me about that before. Payah is exempt from trumas and maestros. Once you give payah, the aniyim don't have to give truma meiser. For that matter, nobody has to give truma meiser. So now says the Yerushalmi, the nafkamina is like this. Now let's look in the mashbiach, because mashbiach here so is more accurate. So on the bottom right, ha payah yesh l'shir milamata. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference? The heim chan min shishim. The shear is 1/60th, right? 1/60. Madamar pay yesh the shear milamaton. He owes pay has got a shear, minimum shear. Vein the shear mile just doesn't have a maximum. Mashin nosan. Let's say he gave less than 1/60. So whatever he gave. Not chazer of a hosif, if you keep on adding, potter b'maiser, whatever you add is exempt, ad shoshi ashlim, until you make up a 1/60th. Right? Because since the shear is a 1/60th, whatever you give up till you make up a 1/60th, even if you give it in several stages, is all potter b'maiser. But madam ha'peah ain't la shear, lo l'mala v'lo l'mata, the people which holds that peah has no shear, neither minimum nor maximum, so mashinosak farnifta, let's say you gave 1/1000th of your field. Right? But that already was the din of peah. You were in the kindness of the peah. So now afterwards you change, you decide you're going to be magnanimous and give up to a 60th. What you give the second stage, that's chayv and meiser, because it's lachar mitzvah. The mitzvah you already mekayim. So therefore what you give now is chayv and trumas and meisers. It's a very big nafkamina, you see that? According to the shita that the shir is a 60th. So whatever you give, no matter how many times you give up to the 60th, is chayv and peah. According, it's chayv and is putter from my meiser. According to the shita which holds that you yaitze with a minimal amount, even a thousandth, it has no shir, minimum shir. So whatever you gave the first time you gave, that's what's exempt from meiser. Whatever you give afterwards, in order to make up a shear, since that's already after you mekayim the mitzvah, that's no longer exempt from meiser. That you have to give meiser on. Okay.
But whatever you give the first time, according to the, since there's no maximum, so whatever you give the first time would become potter.
Right. That's true. That's according to everybody. Right. That's true. What Rabbi Noble is pointing out is true according to everybody. Said that no matter whatever you give in the first time, you leave payah. In the field, that's all exempt from meisers, even if it's much more than a 60th, because that all becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah. Whatever you give the first time, the question is what you give the second time on the same field, is that considered to be part for meisers? So if you hold there's a shear, so anything you're giving up to you reach a 60th is all exempt. Above a 60th is chayiv. And according to shear, that there is no minimum shear, so whatever you give the second time is chayiv and meisers. Right. It is interesting. But it makes sense. I like that concept. I think that it's the kiyuma mitzvah peah, which potters you, not your intent. And therefore, if you come after your mekayim the mitzvah, that's lach ha-maisa, you can no longer pot yourself with trumas and maisers.
Let's say you want to give a punish to a niyam. Yeah. Later on, so are you part of a
that's right. If you want to give a gift to Nani Stamazoi, you're chayv and maisers. There's no blanket exemption. It's not a tax deduction. So therefore, here makes sense to say the svara that after you mekayim the mitzvah, you can't go back afterwards. It's not. Surely you don't find it unreasonable. Okay, intriguing is a good word. Yes. Right. Okay. So, yes. Yeah. Yes. No, we have to do it every year. It doesn't roll over. Every year has to give it. Second time in the same year. In words, he gave it in stages. No, it's always on that harvest. In that harvest, he comes to that harvest, whenever he's harvesting, he faces in June, right? So that harvest, let's say on June 1st, he gives, he leaves pay over. That's fine. But let's say the first day he gives pay a 1/100th. Then the next day he decides, you know what, I only gave 100th the first day. Let me give another 40th, right, the next day to make it up to a 60th. So that's on June 2nd. That's what I mean by the second time. Not next year, that year on June 2nd. So then that's going to be the nafkamina, whether that's chayv and meiser, potter and meiser, what he gives on June 2nd. Yeah, the whole field, because he can't leave anything else. It has to be a corner, standing corner of his field. The only time you can leave from your sheaves is if you messed up and you didn't give any pay when it was standing. Okay? Says Gemara, Rabbi Brech, let's go back to the Gemara now. Rabbi Brech, your boy, five lines in the bottom. Rabbi Brech, your boy, the Lomalotin Aprasite, that once you mention things which have no shear, why don't you mention the amount of ashes which we put into the water for a sota to drink? There's no shear for that. Why don't we mention the amount of ashes of a paraduma which we have to sprinkle on an individual? The amount of saliva a yavama has to spit out of yavam. There is no shiva that. The amount of blood of a mitzora, it's birds that we have to put on him. Why do we mention all these things? Says the Gemara, I tell you why. Lasina Masnis, our mission only brought stuff, Eladvarim, only stuff, Shumosi Valayan, the way you add on, Yesh Basi Yosem Mitzvah, you're getting a greater mitzvah.
No, it's when you add to Peah, to Bikurim, to Rayon, to Milas Chasonim, to Kibbut Aveim, to Talmud Torah. When you add on more, you get a bigger mitzvah. Those are things in Rana Mishnah. If you put in more ashes of a Parah Aduma than you have to in the water, there ain't any greater mitzvah. There's no idiot to be machmir in this. You're not going to get any bigger mitzvah. If you put more afer in the sota's waters to drink, there's no greater mitzvah than that. And so on and so forth. If the Yavama wants to, she might hate the Yavam, she wants to spit at him even more. But to salivate more and spit more at her Yavam, at her brother-in-law, there's no bigger mitzvah that way. Right? So therefore... Chalitza. Has to be Rokan Yirlei 9. Right. You have to see the saliva, but that's all. It's not a bigger glob is not a bigger mitzvah. Okay? The Elu Apo Pishu by Spalay in all these cases, even though you add on them, Ein Basiyasa mitzvah, there's no mitzvah in adding on. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight and we'll do the Siyam now. Maybe we'll go downstairs. We'll set up downstairs for the Siyam. That's it. All right. Yeah. Okay, we're going to finish the Masechta. Before we finish, I just want to say a short word. This is customary. Yerushalmi here in the last plot in Brachos, Samech Esmanal brings down a very well-known statement, which is not a pasuk, though people quote it as if it is a pasuk, where it says, "In tazveni yomi omayim azveka." If you leave me for one day, I'll leave you for 2 days. Yerushalmi brings it down. The nusach is. They found in the scroll of the righteous that whatever that is. Yom Tazveni Omayim Mazvek, if you leave me for one day, I'll leave you for 2 days. And Yerushalmi goes on to give a marshal and says that it means that if you leave the Torah and you depart from it, it's not just that the Torah remains stationary and you move from the Torah, but rather the Torah moves away from you in proportion to the way you move away from the Torah. It's obviously a mystical thing. The way you leave, the way you treat the Torah is the way the Torah treats you as well. So the Yishbitzer brings down, says on this, we have a Pasuk in Mishle. Pasuk in Mishle says, Hato'ife necho bo ve'inenu. If you just learn Torah superficially, then the Torah flies away from you. It's like you just cast your eye upon it, tataife nechobo, then eneno, the Torah will fly away from you. So the Yishbitzer brings down this Yerushalmi and says that in light of the pasuk in Mishle, he understands that the Yerushalmi means that if you just learn Torah superficially, if you're not soivel, if you don't suffer, when you learn the Torah, then it's very easy for Torah to fly away from you. You don't have an intense relationship with the Torah. The Torah doesn't have an intense relationship with you, and therefore, just as you are not intense with it, it's not intense with you, and you can go in one direction, and it will go another direction, and you will not have that bond together. However, says the Yishbitzer, that therefore we can learn from this, that if you do have a very intense relationship with the Torah, if you learn Torah through suffering, and it's difficult, and it's hard to do, and nonetheless, you make sure to learn Torah, as it's brought down the Medrash, Torasi Shalamadati Ba'af, the Torah which I learned, despite all odds. Af Chochmas Yom Dali, it says in Mishlei, the Torah which I learned with difficulty, with travail, with savlonus, they are not meaning patience the way the Yishbitzer use it, but with being sovel, with suffering, that Torah will never fly away from you, and that Torah you will never have to undergo this terrible thing of tazveni yom yomai mazveka. So, to learn Yerushalmi, of course, is difficult, it's hard. And not just that, people look at you askance from time to time and say, what is this business? Are you learning Yerushalmi? Are you a Ger Chassid? Or what other... As if you need a justification to learn Torah. It's an amazing thing.
Are you already a fucking Bavli?
What? Are you fucking Bavli? Right? All these kinds of pejorative questions which people give you when you tell them you're learning Yerushalmi. And not only that, you're teaching it that Yom Yerushalmi. But this is Torah. Talmud Yerushalmi is Talmud, is Teresh Baal Peh, and of course this be learned, and it's worthwhile being soivel, people looking askance and people mocking you, at the rabbi, this is what forges our tighter connection with Torah, and Yerushalmi, Hashem should be mezakeh those of us who are learning together, that we should have that bracha of the Ishbitzer, who says here that this Torah which we learn despite difficulties is the Torah which we are able to keep and maintain. The Yerushalmi brachas end off with a well-known ending, which ends very many masechtas, which interests me, ironically enough, also ends off the masechta which we're currently learning in Daf Yomi Bavli, the Krisos. Am Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Tamidei Chachamim marmim sholem ba'olam, Tamidei Chachamim generate more peace in the world. Matam in Yerushalmi, matam means from which pasuk do we learn that out from? So now you've all learned something special about Yerushalmi by coming to the Siyum. Matam means what is the pasuk from which we learn this? V'chol b'nayich limudei Hashem, all your children will be learned of God. V'rav sholem b'nayich, and your children, of course in the Bavli it says al tikri b'nayich al b'nayich, your children will generate a lot of peace. Hajjalach Mesech is brachos mitam of Yerushalmi, v'hajjalach l'adaitalach Mesech is brachos mitam of Yerushalmi, v'hatachalon, v'hisach m'rach Mesech is brachos mitam of Yerushalmi, v'hatach minon, lo ba'am odim, lo madasi. Hajjalach Mesech is brachos mitam of Yerushalmi, v'hatachalon, 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 lo ba'am odim, lo ba'am odasi. Modim anachem v'necha nelo hinu v'yevul seinu shu santu chalkeinu miyoshu v'yis ha-medosh v'lo santu chalkeinu miyoshu v'konos shona mashkime v'hem mashkime ono mashkime divetzor v'hem mashkime dvorim telim ono amelim v'hem amelim ono amelim v'kal misochor v'hem amelim v'hem amelim misochor ono otim v'hem otim ono otim v'chayelum abo v'hem otim v'ershachas shunera ma'avato lihim terdeim v'ershachas an shidomi yimrim alo yechtu imei v'anif tachboch yutzo v'necha nelo hinu kishem shalzatan ul'sayim Sechus brachus mitam with Yerushalmi came to Azrin Laschim Sechus as far Machem with Simon Lilmo de Lame Lishmar Vlas was a kind as Cody Vay Samut or Sechubi Ava, Schusko Tanoe, Vamoroi, Tabirecha, Homem Yamod Lonu, Lizareno, Shlotomus, Atermi Pino, Pizareno, Zerazareno, Ah, the Lord, this kind Bono be Salecho, Tanchel Scho, Vishachu Chatishmar Lecho, Vakitsosa, he Sisichecho. Kivir v'yomecha v'sivosh l'chosh nos chayim arachim v'yimino mismol arshol chavod adonai ozam oite and arach samov ashlam.
Any chiyuv? No. Green one. Zero. Yeah. Second one.